Morning, everybody. Dolores. I saw a thing today on the TV, on ITV, Good Morning, about Rude Britannia. And a lot of people were talking about mobile phones, you know. Everyone's on their phones. If you talk to people and they've got their phone in their hand, they always look down at it. Or if you're talking to them and their phone rings, they go, oh, excuse me, and, like, you know. And I've been on buses and seen mums with their children. I call them plugged in. They're plugged into their phones and they ignore their children. That's rude. And another thing that's rude is we all expect everyone to say please and thank you. So some mums don't even say please and thank you to their own children. They're not our slaves, they're your children. You know, that's how we teach them manners, to say please and thank you to your children as well, you know, indoors. Or could you pass me that, please? Or could you shut the door, please? Not just shut the door, pass that over. You know, it's rude. But there's one thing that I find, this is my main complaint about Rude Britannia. I just popped into Sainsbury's this morning and there was a man there, very smartly dressed, you know, very smart. He had a £50 note in his hand, and it was about 9:15. So the first thing I heard as I walked in the shop, oh, and there's a really nice African man, I think he's Nigerian, he's very, very polite. He's always so nice, you know. Oh, he's just a really nice bloke, and it's a nice thing to have first thing in the morning, you know, to walk in and go, hello, can I help you? He's really, really lovely. Anyway, this morning, there's this smartly dressed man, and the first thing I heard was, what do you mean you haven't got any change? You're quite posh, not in a London accent like mine. What do you mean you don't have any change? This is a shop. He didn't want to buy anything. He just wanted the man to open the till and give him some change for a £50 note. And he was trying to explain. He was saying, but it's early in the morning, and I'm not saying I wouldn't give you change, but I can't just open the till, and I don't, you know, really think we've got enough. And this man was so obnoxious to him. As if he demanded, it's not his right. Did he think it was his right just to walk into a shop and go, you give, you know, I want some change and I'm not buying anything? Do you know, like, because I was just being really dead nosy, but because I went to self-service. But I stood and waited, and that African man bent over backwards. He bent over backwards to help that man, and eventually did give him some change, even though he didn't really have to. And he was calling the man. He said, excuse me. And do you know, that man looked back around at him and he went, what? Like, I would have just said, oh, nothing. But so that's my main point with Rude Britannia. Can we not be rude to shop staff? Or I know some of them can be rude to us, but it doesn't mean that we have to do it back. We should, you know, lead by example. So can we not be rude to shop staff, cafe workers, street cleaners, toilet attendants? I always, always whisper in their ears and say, go and get some education, or, you know, go back to college, and, you know, or just a little, just something nice, because I know that a lot of people feel, you know, their jobs are not worth, but they are. Every job is worth something. So let's stop being rude to people. Anyway, that's my little moan. Okay, bye. Have a great day. Be nice. Be nice.